Don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
Don't drive like my brother.
We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Support for Car Talk on NPR comes from NPR member stations and
the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
And T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. Online at trowprice.com.
Tapes of this show, which is number 526, along with clothing, CDs, and other Car Talk junk, are available at 888-CAR-JUNK or by going to the Shameless Commerce division of our website, cartalk.com, where you can check out our complete Car Talk listener directory.
Now you can look up various cities and tell distant friends and relatives where they can tune in to hear Car Talk.
Or, more importantly, where to avoid it.
And how. That's the listener directory at cartalk.com.
Car Talk is a production of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe and WBUR in Boston.
And even though Miss Manners gives her radio an impolite hand gesture whenever she hears us say it, this is NPR, National Public Radio.
And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. KPLU Jazz and Blues Sunday Brunch Cruises are back starting July 17th with a KPLU listener favorite, pianist Jessica Williams, and her trio aboard the Royal Argosy, leaving Seattle's Pier 56 at 10:30 in the morning and back at 1 in the afternoon. Enjoy great music, stunning views, and a delicious brunch buffet. Other cruises this summer include the Paul DeLay Blues Band in August and Pearl Django in September. Three cruises only, though, this summer, so tickets are going fast. Reservations and information at kplu.org anytime or 1-800-677-5758 during business hours. Coming up next, The Art of Jazz with your host, Ken Wiley. Support for KPLU comes from you and
the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Northwest Area Foundation, who in part make regional news coverage possible on KPLU.
KBTC Television. On this week's Nova, The World is in Balance. This concluding episode projects from present trends while revealing decision points that will shape the future for our children and grandchildren. Nova, China Revs Up, airs Thursday night at 8 on KBTC, PBS Television.
Blues doesn't get old. Blues are always in the now. Oh, yeah.
Blues is a release, you know, they call it the blues, but when you do it, you feel good.
Whoa, yeah.
We want you to feel good, so join us for All Blues every Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. to midnight on 88.5 KPLU.
Whoa, yeah.
That's the blues.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the Art of Jazz. Pianist Nat Pierce and his orchestra from 1950 start out the program. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, a big hit for Harold Arlen, arranged by Sonny Truitt, who also plays trombone in the band, and a tenor solo by Art Peery. Then You Don't Know What Love Is, written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray, with an arrangement by Pierce for the band, and a vocal by Teddy King, an alto saxophone solo by Charlie Mariano. A couple by Nat Pierce's 1950 band.
Thank you. until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know what love is.
Matt Pierce and his orchestra, 1950 for Zim Records, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and You Don't Know What Love Is. Hampton Hawes now, same year, 1950, in Los Angeles for Contemporary Records, and a big hit for Henry Wood, Teddy McRae, and Bill Bird called Broadway. Thank you. pianist Hampton Hawes for Contemporary Records in Los Angeles, 1950, and Broadway. Jim Hall guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, and Buzz Freeman playing the drums. Here's Della Reese, 1957 for Jubilee Records, an arrangement by Sid Bass. And Sid Robin wrote it. It's called It's Monday, Every Day.
It's Monday every day. Since you're gone. Yes, and it's blue time all the time. From now on. So what if it's Tuesday to Sunday and that old sun keeps saying howdy? It won't change my mood. I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy. It's winter through the year. Since you went, you know they try to tell me spring was here. But what has it meant? I only know my life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. Because it's Monday every day. Baby, till you come back to me. I only know my life is simply nothing.
Della Reese, 1957 for Jubilee Records. It's Monday, every day. Beautiful arrangement there by Sid Bass. I'm going to chase Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso in a moment. But first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... If I say that we're going to chase a composition, it simply means different people doing it, exercising the idea that we all have our differences, and that's the most beautiful thing. Mysterioso was written by Thelonious Monk, and I'm leading off with the original 1948 Blue Note 78 recording. Monk, of course, on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, John Simmons bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. Thank you. Thelonious Monk, 1948, the original Blue Note of Mysterioso by Monk. Milt Jackson, vibes, John Simmons, bass, Shadow Wilson on drums, and Monk, of course, at the piano. What's interesting about that, you're listening to it for the 11,000th time, I suppose, is the wonderful accompaniment that Monk does to Milt Jackson's vibe solo, that is just playing one note at a time. And, of course, Monk being such a wonderfully percussive pianist. 1984, in Berkeley, the Kronos Quartet, string quartet, recorded their version of Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. Also by Thelonious Monk, performed by the Kronos Quartet for Landmark Long Playing Records in Berkeley, California, 1984. Lee Wiley, in 1956, collaborated with Ralph Burns, who had been more well-known, I suppose, by his wonderful work for Woody Herman's band in the 1940s. This composition, written by Harry Warren with lyric by Johnny Mercer, is You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. The clarinet solo here is by Peanuts Hucko, and the trumpet solo by Nick Travis, and the vocal by Lee Wiley.
Must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby. But baby, look at you now. You drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby.
With an arrangement by Ralph Burns, the year 1956, the composition You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, for Arce Victor, Long Playing Records. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. Dave Brubeck Quartet in Copenhagen, 1958, and Tangerine, written by Victor Schertzinger. Brubeck on the piano, Paul Desmond alto saxophone, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on the drums, all for Columbia Records, 1958, in Copenhagen, Dave Brubeck. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Some sunny day with a smile on my face, I'll go back to that place far, far away. I'll go back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. Sunny day with a smile on my face, going back to that place far, far away. Back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay, a couple over easy. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet and wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day.
Bing Crosby with Bob Scobie's band, Scobie on cornet. Crosby, of course, singing. Some Sunny Day, written by Irving Berlin. The tenor saxophone soloist was Dave Harris, who you might compare with Raymond Scott's band. And the clarinetist was Matty Matlock. Bing Crosby, Bob Scobie, 1957. In 1964, tenor saxophonist composer Booker Irvin brought out his blues book, which was a record, a long-playing record from Prestige. He hired Carmel Jones to come in to play trumpet, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, Richard Davis bass, and Alan Dawson on the drums. And all this for an original by Irvin called Eerie Deary. Booker Irwin, his tenor saxophone, his composition, his band, for Prestige, his blues book for that record company. 1964, one he calls Eerie Deary. Carmel Jones on trumpet, Gildo Mahoney's on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. Booker Irwin. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Abby Lincoln, 1961 now for Candid Long Playing Records, a composition written by pianist Mel Waldron, when he was with Billie Holiday, she provided the lyric. It's called Left Alone. A wonderful arrangement by the trombonist here, Julian Priester, who resides, still resides in Seattle, I'm sure. And the tenor saxophonist is Coleman Hawkins. Abby Lincoln, Left Alone.
Where's the one from whom I'll never part? First they hurt me, then desert me. I'm left alone, all alone. There's no place from which I'll never roam. Town or city, it's a pity I'm left alone. Thank you. or perhaps we'll meet before I die. Hearts will open, but until then, I'm left alone. I'm left alone. All alone.
Abby Lincoln, Left Alone, and that composition, written by Mel Waldron, is on piano, and Billie Holiday, who gave the lyric to it. That done by Abby Lincoln in 1961 for Candid Long Playing Records, in a really wonderful arrangement by Julian Priester, and a haunting, almost biographical tenor saxophone solo by Coleman Hawkins. Abby Lincoln, 1961. Let's take Hawkins out of that band and put him in his own for Pablo near the end of his life, 1966. With him, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Eddie Locke on the drums.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, 1966 for Pablo, Long Playing Records. Don't Blame Me, and Just a Gigolo. Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Eddie Locke drums with Hawk. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... The alto saxophone of Art Pepper in 1952 in Los Angeles for Discovery Records. One Pepper wrote called Holiday Flight, and one he didn't called These Foolish Things. On piano, Hampton Hawes, and the bass, Joe Mondragon, Larry Bunker on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, I'm going to deal with the death in the family. You look in the papers, you might have seen the obituary of Billy Bauer, guitarist and teacher for many years. He died on the 17th, what was that, a week ago, Friday, at the age of 89. And I brought along a few things. And part of an interview I did with him, I was able to interview him for several hours in August of 1994. And we'll hear part of that as he talks about Lonny Tristano. I brought the Tristano material. It's only one part of what Bauer did in his playing. He was with Woody Herman's brilliant mid-1940s band. Played with Parker and any number of people. If you want to go way back, look for Carl Hoff records, because he has a gorgeous solo on his guitar with Hoff. On When Johnny Comes Marching Home. And needless to say, just lots of places. And then he sort of gave up gigging, as we say, and settled in to teach and had hundreds and hundreds of guitar students. I brought, first of all, the Capitol 78s of 1949 of Tristano's Wow and Jerome Kern's Yesterday. This band he will talk about when we get to the interview part of it. Tristano was on piano, Bauer guitar, Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Lee Konitz alto, Arnold Friskin on bass, and Harold Granowski on the drums. Thank you. guitarist Billy Bauer with the Lenny Tristano Sextet for Capitol Records, 1949. Wow, written by Tristano, and Yesterday's by Jerome Kern. Tristano piano, Bauer guitar, Warren Marsh tenor saxophone, Lee Konitz on alto, Arnold Fishkin playing bass, and Harold Granowski on drums. And if you just join me, this is part of an in memoriam to Billy Bauer, who passed away a week ago Friday at the age of 89. And now a conversation I had with Billy Bauer in August of 1994, and I particularly picked up from a lengthy interview we had in August of that year on the part Lenny Tristano played in his life.
Right at that time, Lenny Tristano come to Freeport. And I don't know, Chubby, there's something to do with Chubby brought him there. And anyway, Lenny called me up to come out to Freeport with, he's got a job out there with a trio. And the trio was Lenny, Arnold Fishkin, and myself. And we stayed there for a couple of weeks, or months, I guess.
Albie White.
Albie White. It was a restaurant in Freeport.
Okay. What was the trio playing? What kind of music?
Well, we had no rehearsal. I mean, I just went to work, and Lenny looked at me. But see, I met Lenny when I was with. I didn't really meet him, but I saw him when we were in Chicago with Woody's band. He came in and he gave them arrangement. And we never played the arrangement. We tried, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I still got the part that he wrote. He had my name on it, Billy.
That's interesting. Just a moment for a question here, Billy. That the Tristano thing didn't take with Woody, although... you know, some of the things that Ralph Burns had been experimenting with, and the summer sequence and so on and so forth. I mean, those things were not standard fare at that time.
I know. Well, Woody, I don't know exactly. Later on, when I met Lenny, you know, out in Freeport here, we talked about it, and Lenny says the trumpet couldn't play the damn part, and he says it's really what Dizzy Gillespie played.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't get in, but that, see, so he knew me because he must have been following the band a little bit.
Well, go back to the gig with Tristano, the trio, and talk about that, how long it lasted.
When I come out here, he called me to come out and to work with him, and there was Arnold Fishkin. And Chubby didn't take the job because I don't know why. I mean, I think Chubby was waiting to see how we did. I don't know. Anyway, this Albie White, after a week or so, he says, look, you guys got this job, you know, you can stay here as long as you want. If you want to go out for a little while, come back again. You know, like go for a week or so somewhere if you get a job. Come back. Lenny didn't want to do that. He wanted to get into New York. So we got a job down 52nd Street opposite Charlie Parker. And
remember the place?
Well, I guess it was either the Deuces. I think it was the Deuces. I'm not too sure. There was two or three places in a row.
You guys start or Parker start?
What do you mean?
Well, when you said...
I mean, we opened up, yeah, the trio started, and then Parker come on. You know, and he had Max Roach there, and it was like dynamite with a little trio we were stuck. Anyway, Lenny said the gig was only going to last 2 weeks. So, in the meantime, I was teaching it, you know, you talk about it. I was teaching at a conservatory called the New York Modern Conservatory of Music. It was the same as sort of like Berkeley became later on, where they had, you know, arrangements by Count Basie and things like that. That kind of music. It didn't have classical music.
Mm-hmm.
But it had all its theory and harmony, and it had all of them.
The New York Conservatory of Modern Music was where in the city?
In Brooklyn.
Okay.
No, I don't remember the exact...
That's all right.
It was in Brooklyn. It lasted about three and a half years.
Mm-hmm. We're talking...
They put me on a regular salary, you know. I had 15 guitar players. I was a guitar instructor.
Any students that went on with the music?
Well, one... Oh, yeah, they still ring me up there, but they didn't make big names. One, the biggest one, I guess, would have been this... what is his name? Eddie McGuire. He wrote a book for Mel Bay called Fingerboard Harmony, which was a lot. And in fact, he gives me credit. He said in it that he studied 3.5 years with me or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gives me a lot of credit. But, and he was a good player, but he died anyway. He came to my 65th birthday.
Mm.
He was a very nice fellow.
Let's talk about Tristano's music for a while.
Well, you wanted me to tell you how what we played over there.
Oh, I do. Yes, thank you.
I'll Be White, right?
Exactly.
Well, and I'll Be White. Well, what we played, here was the information. We sit down. He says, here's what we do. Whatever tune we play, like, say, I Can't Get Started or something like that, Bon, play the melody. That's all. That was the instructions. Do anything you want, but don't play the melody. Well, that was it. We went on from there. So what would happen is that I don't know what the hell I played. I played, and,
can you demonstrate right now?
Well.
A little bit of it?
Oh, you're a bugger.
Get that horn up.
No, what I'm trying to do is I don't know.
That's fine for me.
No, it isn't. You know.
Well, but you're giving me the idea. I think it's wonderful.
Well.
Don't play the melody. That's what.
Well, that was the end.
What's funny about that, you think about all the guys that say, always play the melody.
Yeah, and the other thing, see, because up until then, I'm still primarily a background, you know, a rhythm-type player.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want straight rhythm. He said, no, just straight rhythm. So that's why I became comping all the time.
Mm.
You know what that sounds.
Oh, you bet.
Well, that's how that come about, and he was very hard because he was strange to me. No matter what I do, it seemed like he was playing in another key sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, in the beginning.
Right.
And then I realized that he was playing, you know, extensions and things like substitutions.
Paul Desmond talks about that, Billy, when he first met Dave Brubeck. He said, Brubeck said, okay, blues and B-flat. And Desmond said his first chord was like a G9th, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of a feeling I got for a while. But later on, I sort of went along with it because no matter how mixed up you get, it would, you'd fall into another thing. So it was really a sort of improvising on my part because I didn't have the knowledge that he had, you know, like he actually knew what he was doing.
Well, and you took to it, though. You got in with it.
I guess that's why he kept me. I mean, I don't know why the hell he kept me.
Let me ask you, was Warren Marsh and Lee Konitz, Arnold Fishkin, those guys coming around to sit in with the trio at that time?
Arnold Fishkin was in the trio.
I mean, excuse me, I didn't mean to say
no,
that, but I mean, he's in the trio.
I never heard of Lee at that time, and Warren, forget about it. I never even, I don't know, even though Lenny knew him then.
Okay. When did you guys first get together as that group?
Yeah, I was asked. First come in the quintet with Lee. All of a sudden, one day, after that thing we did in New York, I think Lenny figured we need more instruments.
Okay.
So he decided a quintet with a drum, and he told me this guy's coming in, Lee Conis from Chicago. And I don't even remember meeting Lee. You ever have some people you just don't know how you met them?
That's right.
Remember the first time they just were there.
Were you rehearsing at Lenny's apartment at that time?
There wasn't that much rehearsal, but I know we must have rehearsed. I got to ask Lee. He's the only one that's alive.
Well, for example, let me ask you this. I may not have the year right, but bear with me on this, Billy. About 1949, you guys made a record of two tunes, which are called Intuition and Digression. And it's probably the first example of what we know as free jazz. In other words, there wasn't anything except just ready, here we go, go. And would you talk about, if you remember, how those things got set up? I mean, were you right in the recording studio and Tristano says, I'd like to experiment with this thing?
No, I don't know if the record date from first, if you could find out what year we opened at Birdland, we were there for 5 weeks.
Right.
That was the sextet with Juan and Lee.
Right.
And,
Well, I think that was 49.
Well, in there, once a night, we generally would play one of these free things.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And Lenny would tell me, like, he says, listen to this guy behind me saying, here they go with that stuff again.
How would Lenny signal to you guys on the job that he wanted to do what he called one of the free things? How would you get started on that?
How did he know we were going
to... How did Tristano signal to the rest of you guys on the job that you were going to try a free thing?
Well, with the free things, as a matter of fact, I sent Carol a couple of little things. We used to have some of them things that were taken by Birdland, if you ever have them, the sound is bad. But that was done on a little wire machine.
Okay.
Didn't even have tapes at that time.
No, that's true.
It's wire. And Lenny had one, and then I got one. And one time up in Lenny's house, I guess we must have rehearsed to get the lines. I mean, I can't, even to this day, I can't have a hell of a time playing them lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we must have practiced. I guess we did. But the only rehearsal was with the four of us, you know, like the horn, the two horns and Lenny and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do these, what you call intuition. We used to do that freedom thing. And all he'd give information, like he'd say, hey, you started. Or he'd say that Lee, you started, or Juan.
He wouldn't say key.
He'd say I started.
He wouldn't say key or anything about that.
Oh, no, no key, no tempo, nothing.
Okay.
No, somebody had started. That was, you play anything you want to play.
Thank you.
Billy Bauer, in a conversation I had with him in August of 94. And I chose the section where he talks pretty much about Tristano. And that last piece was the Lenny Tristano Sextet for Capitol Records, 1949, of Intuition. Lee Konitz, Warren Marsh, Tristano, Billy Bauer, Arnold Fishkin, and Denzel Best on the drums. And this is in memoriam to Billy Bauer, who died at the age of 89 on the 17th of this month. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Benny Golson on tenor saxophone, his band for that deal, 1959 for New Jazz Records. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Richard Rodgers. Curtis Fuller on trombone, Ray Bryant piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. Benny Golson. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. And here are the 1946 Esquire All-Stars.
Friends, this is Duke Ellington. I'm glad to be here with Leonard Feather and this wonderful all-star band. And I'd like to sit in on this one myself while Louis Armstrong takes the vocal. Okay, Leonard.
Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. It's a long, long journey, and I can't make it on my own. There's 7 million people living right here in this town. There's 7 million people living right here in this town. I don't need but one person, so baby, won't you please stay around? Mama, I'll let you run away. When the rivers stop flowing and the trees lay down and die. I said when the rivers stop flowing and the trees lay down and die. When the stars stop shining, then I'll say my last goodbye. Now if I've been misbehaving, I promise you I'll stop. But if you quit me, Mama, I swear I'll blow my top. It's a long, long journey, but I'll make it before I'm through. This world can't hold me. mama, if I still have you.
Thank you. left me crying. You feel sad, you feel bad. You've never met the best pal that ever had. There'll come a time, no more forgetting, babe. There'll come a time, no more regretting. Oh, baby, look what you're doing. Seems to me, drive my heart to ruin. After you've gone away.
The set started with Louis Armstrong singing with the Esquire All-Stars 1946, of which he was one of them, for RCA Victor issued. Leonard Feather composition, Long, Long Journey. Johnny Hodges was heard on alto saxophone. The whole thing was introduced by Ellington, and he played piano. Behind Louis was the beautiful tenor sax sound of Don Byas and Charlie Shaver's trumpet. And then Earl Hines and his band in Chicago 1954 doing After You've Gone with Muggsy Spanier Cornet, Jimmy Archie trombone, Darnell Howard on clarinet, Hines at the piano, Pops Foster on bass and Earl Watkins on the drums. Then Roy Eldridge and his version with his trumpet of After You've Gone with the vocal by Gladys Palmer, fine piano work by Teddy Cole and drumming by Zudie Singleton. I'd like to continue with Eldridge, 1936, his band. It's actually Krupa's band, the drummer. Benny Goodman is here, Chu Berry on tenor, Jess Stacy piano, Alan Roos on guitar, Israel Crosby bass, Gene Krupa, as I said, on drums, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet, and Swing is here. drummer Gene Krupa's swing band, and more or less featuring Roy Eldridge on trumpet, and swing is here, Benny Goodman's clarinet, Chu Berry's tenor saxophone, Jess Stacy piano, Alan Roos guitar, Israel Crosby on bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I'd like to chase another tune, Out of Nowhere, written by Johnny Green, lyric by Eddie Heyman. Bing Crosby recorded it with a studio orchestra for Brunswick Records in 1931. We'll start with him and then go to Charlie Parker.
You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. When I least expected, kindly fate directed you to make each dream of mine come true. And if it's clear or raining, there is no explaining. Things just happen, and so did you. You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and you found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with my memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Thank you.
Out of Nowhere, music by Johnny Green, who gave his body and soul, among others. And lyric by Eddie Heyman, who also had a hand in body and soul. Bing Crosby singing it in 1931, as I said, an unknown studio orchestra. And Crosby gave us the chorus and the verse as well. And then Charlie Parker, 1950, for Mercury Long Playing Records, with quite a wonderful arrangement by Joe Lippmann and piano work by Bernie Leighton of Out of Nowhere. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Bill Evans at the piano and Never Let Me Go, 1968 for Verve Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. Larry Gibbs, his vibes and his big band in Los Angeles, 1959. And a couple of arrangements by Bob Brookmeyer. Let's Dance, written by Greg Stone and Fannie Mae Baldridge. And Don't Be That Way by Edgar Sampson. Beautiful work by Frank Rossellino on trombone, Connie Condoli on trumpet, and Mel Lewis's drums throughout. Joe Mondragon's bass, all of that right there. Terry Gibbs, 1959, in Los Angeles for Mercury Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And here is Art Tatum. Thank you. Mark Tatum, solo piano, in Los Angeles, 1953, for Clef Records. I've Got the World on a String, Harold Arlen. You Took Advantage of Me, Richard Rodgers. Yesterday's, Jerome Kern, and What Does It Take, by Jimmy Van Heusen. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.